Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect, a radio show today. I would say this bright, sunny Monday, the 18th of August, but it's a little bit cloudy out there, but it's still warm. That's the main thing. We'll be with you for the next hour or so. We've got a fabulous mix of Irish music today, courtesy of our studio guests. Do keep an eye on our website, kentbizconnect.co.uk, for details of today's guests, but also forthcoming shows that we've got coming up as well. And we also have a dedicated LinkedIn and Facebook show page as well, so you can follow us there. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation and you've got an interesting story to tell, we'd also love to have you appear on the show at some point, so do please get in touch with us on one of the aforementioned, and hopefully we can sort that out and arrange it and get you on the show. We've got a broad Kent investment and economy theme to the show today, and I think what we'll do now is let our guests introduce themselves.
And I go business development manager at Locating Kent.
Brilliant. Thanks, Catherine. And to my left.
Good afternoon, Martin, and everyone listening. I'm Ella Sandel. I'm head of communications and business development at Jenner Group. So we're a main contractor based down in Folkestone.
Fantastic. Welcome to the show, ladies. I think what we're going to do is we're going to play a couple of music tracks, and then when we come back, we're going to have more of an in-depth conversation with Catherine. So do stay
with us. Biz Connect, connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect, a radio show today. I hope you like those two tracks chosen by our studio guest, Catherine Igo, today. We're delighted to have Catherine from Locate in Kent and also Ella Sandel from Jenner Group with us in the studio today. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you. Catherine, I think we're going to start with you if we can, please. And Locate in Kent, not many people may have heard of you necessarily in the business community unless they're perhaps thinking about relocating their business to Kent. So give us an introduction to what you do, please, and the important work you do in terms of driving that inward investment into our great county and economy.
Not a problem. Well, we're Kent's inward investment agency. We encourage and support more businesses to set up and expand in Kent. We give information to businesses, we help them work with the investors, and we help them find the right locations and connect the right people with each other. We've been in existence over 25 years, and over those 25 years, we've worked with independent startups to multinationals, and we've helped businesses create thousands of jobs. Sometimes I think we should be called Invest in Kent, because that's our key focus.
Yeah, so you sit in the background doing some incredibly important work in terms of helping drive the Kent economy forward. It sounds like quite a tough brief to me, and quite a kind of broad-ranging brief. Tell me a little bit about your role and what you're here to do, Catherine.
Well, if you keep it simple, it's really to attract leads, new leads, that's inquiries from businesses, to convert those leads into businesses that invest and create jobs in Kent. Mm-hmm. And equally important is to raise Kent's profile. So that could be through placemaking or brand awareness, and making sure that if a business is looking at a location, they go, well, what about Kent?
Yeah.
Well, how can I find out more about Kent? What are Kent's USPs and strengths? So that's a key part of our role.
But I'm assuming everybody else that does your role in every other county in the UK or in certainly in England is doing exactly the same thing, aren't they? Isn't everybody trying to attract
correct. It's a competitive brief. We like to think that we do it well. We're a small team of just 7 people. And what we try and do is make sure that our marketing and the information that we have and the data that we have available is the right data that would attract interest in the first place. Mm. But it is difficult. It is difficult. It's a tricky job.
Yeah. And in terms of kind of types of businesses and sectors, is there a sort of a hit list that you're going after? Is it, I'm assuming that, you know, they have to be of a certain size, or they have to be going through a high growth phase, for example.
Yeah, yes, you've got hit it on the nail on the head. Target audiences, large international businesses, mm-hmm. and high growth SMEs. So they need to be on a growth curve, because then they're looking at investing or reinvesting.
Yeah.
The priority, you mentioned sectors. Our priority sectors are obviously life sciences, because we have such a community here already. Mm-hmm. Logistics, that's a growing sector. Mm-hmm. Advanced manufacturing as well. Mm-hmm. And we've so much information to hand that we can share about those sectors. Did you know, Martin, there are over 3,000 manufacturing businesses in Kent and Medway, okay, and supporting 38,000 jobs in manufacturing in our county.
Gosh.
Quite a lot of them here in Ashford, actually, as well. And working, we work collaboratively with, say, the colleges, so East Kent Colleges Group and the university-backed Kent and Medway Edge Hub, for example, okay. They're helping the employers, helping the employers adapt to greater automation, but by producing the next generation of talent for companies like Contract Engineering, for example, mm-hmm. a company I met recently mm-hmm. that has invested in robots.
Yeah.
Each robot costs about, I think it's £250,000.
Yes, incredible. So when people say there is no manufacturing industry in the UK anymore...
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Quite simply.
What there are in Kent in particular is a lot of smaller manufacturing businesses that are in supply chains.
Yes.
And with a great sort of skill base that exists in this county already. Yeah. So Ashford in particular, up in Medway as well.
And people sometimes forget that, you know, the vast chunk of the UK economy is made up of small and medium-sized enterprises, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah,
it's not the Unilevers of this world, necessarily.
I mean, they're equally important, too, because that type of investment is great for a local area. But the bedrock of Kent businesses in particular would be the SMEs.
So what is it about Kent, when you're talking to prospective businesses... What is it about Kent that you're able to kind of shout about that's kind of unique to us, that nobody else can kind of claim?
That's an easy one. Well, as far as we see it, it's an easy one. Okay, we've got a talented workforce. We've lower operating costs than some other locations, in particular London and the South East. We've excellent connectivity, both into London and out to Europe. We've the brilliant quality of life. And all of that together adds up to helping Kent and Medway demonstrate that it's a place to grow and build a thriving business from.
And we were talking off air about the importance of collaboration and working with other agencies, you know, within the county, so that you're able to kind of put a bid together, ultimately, I guess, that kind of ticks all the boxes. So you don't operate in isolation.
No, we don't.
It's very partnership driven. It's collaborative.
You couldn't work in a silo. We collaborate with almost every other entity that exists in Kent, because our power is in our networks and our regional relationships. Like, for example, with Jenner and other homegrown SMEs. They're such a reference seller for us. I'll give you an example. When we're dealing with an overseas-owned business and the inquiry has come into us in the first place, we offer them what we call a soft landing package. And that's really saying you don't need to do it all yourself. You don't need to find the premises yourself. Do you need tax advice? Do you need VAT advice? Do you need subcontractors we could introduce you to?
Right.
And we call this... We roughly call it something like Team Kent. So at any one stage, if somebody is looking at doing business in Kent, we believe that we can pull in the right partners to help make
that
business growth.
And you tailor that offering. You know, who's in that soft landing pack according to what their needs are, because you've had that conversation with them. So in Ella's case, for example, you know, it might be, okay, we actually need a brand new office facility building. You know, what construction contractors do you know in Kent that could facilitate that?
That's it. We sort of have it's a bit old-fashioned now, but we have a black book, and in that black book is everybody that I can go to, because I wouldn't call myself an expert on everything. I need to go and get the advice on whatever it is from the specialist in their area.
So, Ella, you're in Catherine's black book, I take
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Is my microphone working now?
No.
Okay? No? No? Can you hear me?
Thank you, Catherine. Yeah, I think it's really, really important, as Catherine's touched on, those into relationships, really. Kent is quite parochial. It's definitely a county. I mean, I'm very proud to be born and bred in Kent. And yeah, though it is literally who you know, not what you know, really, because you can't know everything yourself. You need to those relationships to call on the people. And it is so key. I think you just really, I've always been aware of locating Kent. There have been a constant relationships built there, but I think a lot of people would actually not realize all this hard work that's going on in the background to really make Kent a thriving county and bringing all this new investment in, which is just critical for jobs and to keep the economy thriving, really. So it's great to know.
So in many ways, Catherine, you are the sort of the unsung heroes, aren't you, operating in the background? And
I think we all do our bit. We're we're a multilingual team. The German colleague, I have a Dutch colleague. I relocated from Ireland here. It's because we all love living here and have pride in where we live and where we work, and we want to shout loud about what's great about this county and why it's a good place to live, work and invest.
Fantastic. So give us some examples, if you can, of some recent successes that you like to talk about, you know, that people may not be aware that you were the guys kind of
there's quite a few
doing that deal behind the scenes.
Well, right here in Ashford, a company called Arena Health, that they are a bespoke food supplement manufacturers, and they relocated into Ashford from Hampshire. Two staff moved, and all of the rest of the staff are new hires, currently at 10 staff. However, fully up and running, there will be around 20. And they said to me they find the business environment and ease of recruiting here in Ashford a plus, whereas it was a challenge in their previous location.
Right.
And they do contract manufacturing and private labelling. So unless you know about their business, you're not going to know about them. But that's one example.
So they make vitamin supplements, things like
that. Exactly, the things that you would... I probably need to take more myself, right? And I didn't get a free sample, so...
And they're a contract manufacturer, so they make that on behalf of brands.
Correct, here in Ashford. Right. And then there was a company up in Swale, CPC Trading Merpak Production. That's a Turkish-owned cardboard packaging company. And it's not just cardboard boxes. It's cardboard packaging for pharmaceutical, so for drugs, fast food, cosmetics, cigarettes, etc. They've invested $2.5 million in a high-tech, custom-made cutting and printing factory. And they're going to create 30 jobs. And the reason why they wanted to invest here is because it's the world's sixth largest economy. And it made total sense for them. And then I thought you might be interested in Skyford Logistics. This is a Ukrainian-owned business. The company was only formed in 2024 by the co-founder of a large conglomerate. The group has established its UK HQ in Sittingbourne, and they bought outright a 114,000 square foot facility, that, and it will enable them to significantly expand their operations into the UK from Europe, focusing on transportation and storage and TPS third-party services. And up to 91 jobs will be created.
That is incredible, isn't it?
Those are just a few recent examples.
And I'm based at Discovery Park, as you know. And we've recently had Asynchem, a Chinese contract pharmaceutical manufacturer, move into Discovery Park as well.
That's brilliant news, and it's a fantastic reference seller for us as well, because it's a, you know, a multinational company based in Discovery Park, which is just a fantastic site for a business in that particular sector.
And over 100 people from day one. Incredible. So there's some really good, some great news stories actually happening in the background that people don't necessarily hear about, but now they know that you're quite often.
I would like everybody who's listening to know that there's our service exists, and we're here to make it easier for a business to. They're thinking, well, how am I going to solve my problem? I need to solve it somewhere in the southeast, to consider Kent for that reason.
I can't let you go without asking you a little bit about Brompton Bikes, because I know that hit the headlines a couple of years ago. So where are we? Because, you know, that's on the outskirts of Ashford, isn't it?
It will be brilliant, okay, and you must have patience. They've got their planning application has been granted, and I'd have to leave that to Brompton to discuss, and so you need to get them in on the show. But the planning application has been granted, and
If I can make a pun about wheels, the wheels are turning.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Yes. Good. Okay. So that's one to look out for. And I know, Ella, you've also been involved in that whole process as well, I think, haven't you?
Well, ultimately, we'd love to build it. So I'm hoping get the wheels are in motion before too long. I think they've cited that that's potentially a development that could be key to bringing the Eurostar back to Kent. Yeah. There, we mentioned that. So, that's really, I mean, it'd be a huge success story for Ashford and the county as a whole. So exciting
times. And obviously our friends next door at the council, Tom and Andrew in the economic development team, again another good example of where you've probably worked hand in hand in partnership to bring that to fruition.
Correct. You know, that is an investment of that size is a significant team of people all dedicated, the right experts in the room, and it will be when whoever cuts the ribbon, it will have been the result of a lot of hard work behind the scenes by a lot of different individuals and organisations.
Incredible.
Because you can't win a large investment without a collaborative team behind something either.
Well done, and congratulations on all of those successes. And we look forward to learning and hearing about a few more in the near future as well, Catherine. So thanks for now for coming on the show. We're going to talk to you again at the end of the show when we bring yourself and Ella together just to talk about some of the exciting things that are coming up. I think what we're going to do now is play another one of your tracks, Catherine. We've got XTC Making Plans for Nigel. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more to Ella. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect, a radio show today. We're delighted to have two super guests in the studio with us. We've just been talking with Catherine Igo at Locating Kent, or Investing Kent, as we think perhaps it should be renamed, all about the great work that they do in terms of attracting businesses into our wonderful county. And now we're going to have a chat with our second guest, Ella Sandel from Jenna Group. Ella, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Martin. It's lovely to be back with you again.
We've had to do a quick swap with microphones.
Yes. Who doesn't love a technical hitch? But we're coping. We're fine. We're fine. We've swapped seats, so we're all good. But
it's
great to be back with you, Martin. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to see you. We talked a little bit about Jenna Group and your work as the main construction contractor in the first part of the show with Catherine. But just give us a flavour for who you are as a group and what you guys are really good at.
Okay, so Jenna, yes, as I said before, we're based down in Folkestone. I'm really proud this year. We're actually 150 years old, which is quite a milestone achievement there, really. And I think, you know, given that construction has such a high rate of insolvencies, we feel really fortunate that we're still here. We're still pushing forwards, brighter horizons ahead, really. So it's been challenging times for everybody in the economy as a whole, but particularly in construction. But we're building some great buildings throughout Kent. We're across into Sussex, so lots to be proud of. And again, reason this year to really celebrate.
That is incredible. I mean, we had Steve Walker on recently from Walker Construction, who's just recently celebrated there last year 60 years in business. But you're 150.
We are, we'll trump them
so
a little
Steve,
bit.
You've got some way to go.
But no, I think it makes us Kent's longest standing regional contractor. Wow. So, as we say, we're really, really proud of that achievement, which is, you know, great team of people, really. It's what we put it down to.
And again, you've got some really showcase projects that you've been involved with, haven't you, in Kent? So tell us about some of those.
Well, I mean, we're not far from one of them, the Curious Brewery over here in Ashford. That was a great flagship build, actually, about 6 years old now, would you believe it? It still looks fabulous.
Doesn't it? I mean, I drive past it every time I come to the show, and I look at it and I think, you know, that, it's almost timeless, that building.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
It's beautiful.
So contemporary.
But we're so lucky in some of the buildings we get to create. So, and I think there's lots that have really sort of set us apart and put us on, or, you know, raised our profile, really, as a contractor and what we're capable of doing. So we've just built down on Folkestone Seafront, which is a really challenging environment to building, but 84 beautiful new homes down there. That was off the back of F51, which was the world's first multi-story skate park. And I believe when we looked at the designs and speaking to the architect there, Guy Holloway, he said, if you can build this, you can build anything. And we We did it. So absolutely, we can build anything. Amazing. But yeah, we're doing so much across Kent. Large projects, small projects. And that's all really a long-term relationships, really. We do a lot for sort of housing associations, so the affordable housing, which is really essential across the county, because it's not just the big showcase flagship projects. Yeah. It's about delivering essential new homes.
Fair, weren't we, about this thing called social value today?
Yes.
And it seems that, those two words are associated
with... Oh, my gosh, that's my... Yeah, that's... all-consuming, really, in my day job. So I'm head of communications, business development, but that covers marketing, brand, and really, over the last few years, social values. So if you can't find me, you'll probably find me in a school trying to promote construction to the younger generations and get those young people coming forward, because that's the key to longevity for our industry, really, encouraging young people to come into the industry. So, but I love it. I love all the community engagement and nurturing future talent.
Well, you mentioned there your kind of wider role within the kind of Kent construction industry in Kent, and I know that you co-chair something called the Kent Construction Focus Group with the wonderful Cheryl.
Yes, my partner in crime.
Tell us about the importance of that as a network, as a sort of collaborative network where construction firms can come together in a completely non-competitive environment and talk about some of the issues in the industry, for example.
Well, interestingly, and again, topical today being here in Ashford, it started off as the Ashford Focus Group many, many years ago, and it was set up purely because far too often it was contractors coming in from outside of the county to build some key projects, and we were like, hang on a minute, we've got a lot of good people here in our own county who can deliver these projects. So it was about really nurturing the talent we've got within our own county and having people having the relationships. We've talked today about collaboration. It's so key, and it is about who you know. It's having those relationships, because in construction it's we're not talking small numbers here. There's a lot of investment involved, so you really need to put your trust in the team who's going to deliver it. So the Kent Construction Focus Group is part of the Chamber of Commerce, and it's about nurturing relationships. So if you're in construction and you're in Kent, that's what we're there for. We meet the first Tuesday of every month. Myself or Cheryl chairs it, or we do a double act, which can be quite entertaining. But generally, we're there to just help people, really, and help forge those relationships, which will be so key to business success.
So what are some of the pressures that construction firms are going through at the moment? Is it about... bringing the younger generation on board? For example, construction isn't necessarily, number one at the top of their list when they're, leaving school or higher education.
No, absolutely. I think for far too long, construction was considered as a last choice career. It was, if you're not academic, just go and become a bricklayer or whatever. Actually, the truth is, there's over, and I love to tell people about this, there's 186 different careers available in construction. So there's something out there for everyone. And I'm really, really passionate about bringing young people forward and making them realise, actually, it's really a key industry. In COVID, we were considered key workers. I'm really also passionate about encouraging young females into the industry, because we need more diversity. We all can offer something to the industry. So that's a big part of the day job, is going out there and promoting the sector. But we've got so many challenges. I mean, margins are incredibly tight in construction. I think a lot of people would find that hard to believe, but it's genuinely so. We've had materials inflations. COVID was an incredible challenge for everybody, keeping everybody safe. Mental health in construction is a massive issue. It's got, again, one of the highest rates of suicide, which is just unnecessary tragedy, and we're really working hard as an industry to make sure that people have that level of support, because it is a challenging industry to work in. So yeah, we're all trying to play our part, really. But again, I'd say we need the young people coming through, and to make sure it's an industry where they feel safe and nurtured.
So if you're in any way connected, perhaps as a subcontractor, working in the construction industry, get in touch with Ella and perhaps come along to one of those meetings.
Yeah, please do. We're always welcoming new people to come along. We generally, you will end up as a member. It's through the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, but there's a process to go through there. But absolutely, come and try before you buy, so to speak, and just see what we're all about. But we've been going. I've been doing this role for 13 years now, so long may that continue. Yeah.
And as you say, it can be a very lonely business at times.
Yeah. So you need a support network
and all of that.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic, good. I think leading on from that quite nicely is the work that you do with a local charity again, called Donations with a Difference. So tell us a little bit about that. And I know for a fact that you run a very successful and really popular golf day because I played in it recently.
You did, yeah.
You've got a ball coming up at the end of the year. But what? Why are you raising money? What's Donations with a Difference?
So Donations with a Difference, we're about 10 years old now, but we've sort of really grown over recent years. We're a team of just 5 volunteer trustees, so which means that every single penny we raise goes into the pot. And what we do is we work to help those across Kent. We alleviate physical impairments, so that could be providing specialist medical equipment that the NHS can't fund, whether that's a specialist bed, wheelchair, buggy. I mean, some of the grants that we give out are actually quite small, but they make such a difference to the families. So it's really wide ranging. It could be children we're supporting, it could be adults. We collaborate with other charities, providing gifts for the homeless at Christmas, sensory boards, loads of things, equipment that we can provide to help others. Mental wellness is really important to us as well. But as I say, every penny that we raise, so such as the golf day, £28,000 raised, thanks to the local Kent construction industry. So yeah, we do really pull on our contacts and those we've got relations with to bring them in. They have a great fun-filled day, but ultimately the real win is that we raise all that money that goes into the pot to help others.
Yeah.
And as you say, Martin, very excitedly, we've got our gala ball coming up in November. It's on Friday the 14th of November at the Ashford International Hotel. So whether you just want to come along with friends, colleagues, early Christmas party, entertain clients, consultants, it's ideal. We had over 300 guests last year and that raised £75,000. So, and it's just a great night. Everyone has a lot of fun.
And also a great networking opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Again, if
yeah.
you're construction focused as a business, it's a great opportunity to meet people.
Yes, but it's just so nice that we, you know, those relationships that we've nurtured over the years, we now can actually work with them, and they love to give something back. Everyone sees the real importance of that. You know, the support we get from our local construction industry is just phenomenal. We're so grateful for that, and it really does mean that we can do life-changing work and really make a difference.
Just tell us a little bit about how, if somebody's listening today and they perhaps, you know, have a child with a disability, how does somebody go about applying for a grant with Donations with a Difference? What's the process?
Quite simple, really. On our website, which is www.dwad.org, you can go on there and there's a button you can click on to make a grant request. You'll fill out a fairly simple form, which is basically just saying what you need the money for, why. We do some due diligence, we discuss it as a committee, and then we'll make a, you know, the majority vote gets it, really. So we generally do our best to help as many people as we can, and we're really touched by some of the stories and the families we meet, and when we actually see the money that we give to them and just what it can do. At our ball, we heard from lots of our previous grant recipients, and I think that really sort of touched everybody in terms of, wow, this is, yeah, it really is life-changing. So yeah, just visit the website, make a grant application, or we have a trustees at dwad.org email address, so you can email us and just find out a little bit more. But we'll always do our due diligence and get to know the families that we're supporting, which again makes it even more special in the work we do.
Yeah, amazing. And I think we'll just give a shout out for the Kent Invicta Chamber KCFG website as well, which is, if you wanted to go along to one of those meetings, it's kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events/KCFG. So you have a look on their website. You can book onto a meeting there as well. Ella, thank you so much for now. I think what we're going to do is play a bit more music. We've got Sinead Lohan, another one of Catherine's choices today. And then when we come back, we're going to finish the show with the two of you together, if that's all right, which might mean sharing a microphone. So
we can
nice and intimate. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying with the BizConnect, a radio show today. We've had two super guests in the studio, Catherine Igo from Locating Kent and also Ella Sandel from Jenna Group. Ladies, what I'd like to do is just bring the two of you together now. I know you're having to share a mic, but what I'd like to do is just kind of focus in on some of the key messages that you'd like to finish with today. And Catherine, I know you want to talk about some of the inward investment opportunities in terms of funding that exist for businesses that are thinking about coming to Kent?
Well, I thought that the people might like to hear about the Kent and Medway Business Fund. Mm. It's run by Kent County Council, and it's a 0% interest loan scheme. So if you're a business looking to, you know, to invest, and you're looking at your various sources of funding, one of them should be considering this fund, because you don't pay any interest on your repayments, and it's a recycled loan fund. It's been going for, I'm not sure how many years now, but probably decades. Mm-hmm. And each time a loan is paid off by a business, then the money is re-loaned out again. So it's designed specifically for Kent SMEs. So an international company coming here at the start, mm-hmm. What will have its funding in place, but once it's here and operating again, looking at expanding, then that could obviously be one of the options they should consider for cash flow purposes.
Yeah, so any existing business out there, really, you know, that needs to fund some growth and is looking for that. Ella, you want to?
No, sorry, yes, I was just going to sort of jump in there and really sort of promote this scheme, because I think it's a bit of an unknown gem, really, and that can really, really give those businesses a boost. You have got the higher end of the funding available, but you've also got the small business boost loans as well. And I sit on a board as an independent a board member for that group, and actually we've seen some great local businesses coming through who just needed that little bit of extra support, mm-hmm. as Catherine says, interest free, mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's about 25,000 to 99,000 on the mm-hmm. small side of things, and then above that you can gain more, but there's sort of more personal guarantees involved. But generally for those smaller businesses, this can really be a game changer for them. So it's really key that the businesses know about this and do apply, and there's a real sort of success rate of businesses that we're seeing who've gained this.
One of those things that differentiates Kent and Medway mm-hmm. from other counties, you know, and so that, I thought I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. We do have an international listenership as well as Ashford on our website. We have people tuning in from America and Brazil and all over the world, so you never know. But the key message, I guess, from you, Catherine, is, you know, we're Kent and we're open for business. So, yeah, thank you for that. Ella, I know you want to talk a little bit about the Kent Construction Expo that's coming up in October.
Absolutely, yes. It's the kind of event of the year if you're in Kent and in construction. So it's a mass scale expo. It's on Thursday the 2nd of October at the Kent Events Centre in Detling, and every year it just gets better and better, really. It's a real sort of thriving hub of all those in the construction industry, networking opportunities. There's some great keynote speakers, so it's an opportunity to learn as well. The day kicks off with breakfast, which is linked with the KCFG that I chair, so I think I'm flying solo on that one and chairing that one myself, so please do come and give me some support, booking in for that. So I think the keynote speaker is still to be announced for that one. It ends with a gala dinner, but so much in between. So I would just say, if you're in Kent and you're in construction, even if you're not in Kent, come and visit the expo. It's free to attend. I believe there is still some spaces available to exhibit as well, but it's really, really beneficial. You do need to be there.
Brilliant. And the website address for that is kentconstructionexpo.com. So we look forward to seeing everybody at that. I'm also chairing a discussion group, I think, on the day about sustainability. Yeah. So really, really looking forward to that. So you're right, it is the showcase event for the construction industry in Kent. And I was amazed. There's something like 5,000 firms in Kent engaged in construction, you know, which is a huge number. So it's a massive mm-hmm. part of the Kent economy.
Absolutely. Come and visit us on the Jenna stand as well, because we're definitely celebrating our 150 years there. So come and see us there.
Great. And enjoy a glass of something sparkling.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Good. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We do have to say goodbye to you and our listeners, sadly. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with two more super guests, but I think we should let our studio guests say goodbye.
Thank you. Thanks for having us again, Martin, and goodbye until next time.
Thanks.
Bye from me.
Thank you, Catherine. And yeah, we'll be with you again in a couple of weeks with two more super guests. We're going to play out with a little bit more of an Irish theme to our music today. We've got Fergal Sharkey, You Little Thief, and then it'll be the news at the top of the hour. So bye for now.